Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday 8 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
All right. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Isaiah. Nice and we're back.
And we're back. Tradio is here.
Yes, yes. I had a week off.
Yeah, yeah. So that means people are out there with a burning desire to buy, sell,
we'll
and
see.
Trade things.
It's this December season, so it's the burning desire is going to escalate, I think.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
So we do have a new temporary number, folks. Mm-hmm. So as Julie has been saying, that temporary number to call in for Tradio is 907-531-8049. So again, if you have something to buy, sell, trade, don't use our regular phone number. Use our temporary one, which is 907-531-8049. All right. So hopefully that gets through to folks.
Yeah. Well, I guess the phone system is not quite glitched free yet, huh?
No, not quite. Not quite. But, you know, it's... let's just say Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yeah, exactly. And technology is, a thing. It works great, but it does fail. But it can be fixed.
Yes, yes, good. It can be. And hopefully that will happen. And we have we have got a good support network of people who are helping us figure it out.
Good. Good.
But in the meantime, we have a caller on line one. Shall we jump into that?
Let's do it.
All right. Caller on line one, you are on the air.
Hey, how do I sound on the new number?
You sound perfect.
You sound like new okay. Number perfect.
Yeah, hey, hey. This is Sally calling.
Hey, Sally.
Hi. Hey, before we get going on what I really want to talk about is I am truly sorry that the Thanksgiving Day show didn't happen when I was out of town. I gave 2 months' notice that I was going to be gone, and I thought someone would pick up the reins, but they didn't. And so now I'm promising that next year I'll be back. I've had a lot of phone calls saying, where were you?
Okay.
I was in Paris.
Well,
life's tough.
Couldn't help it.
We were in Petersburg.
I had probably 15 phone calls. Where are you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we were a little really short-staffed that day, but next year we would love to have you back.
Well, you know, it's like year 17 for me, so it's like it's old hat, but I really enjoy doing it. And I know people enjoy listening to some of the old songs that they only hear once a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. Well, you know, Sally, if you wanted to do a makeup show, we could always make that happen.
Well, we probably could after this week.
Yes.
Kind of a crazy week.
Yes.
Just getting back on Monday and then getting hit in the face with the holiday bazaar. So I'm busy baking bread and doing fun things. But that's what I'm calling about today is the Sons of Norway Holiday Bazaar is this Saturday from 10 to 3, open to the public. Everyone is welcome. And we all have a few vendors upstairs, but we have the full downstairs also. We have the soup kitchen, soup to go. We have 15 different soups. So there's lots of excitement going on down there.
Right.
The doors will be open for soups to go makers at 8:30. Also, vendor setup 8:30 for the main floor and the upstairs.
What day is that?
Saturday.
Thanks.
This Saturday. You guys have had a PSA, I know, for a couple of weeks because I sent it in before I left in November.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also wanted to say that if people wanted to eat their soup there and not take it home, they're welcome to go upstairs to Bingo Land, and there's lots of chairs and table space.
So they're welcome
to sit and eat up there instead of, you know, rushing off to putting it in their car and letting it get cold or whatever.
Yeah. And venturing out into the elements, just take your soup home, then you can do more bazaaring after you eat your soup.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Uh-huh. I think that sounds like a great plan.
Right.
Yeah, we have a really good variety of soups this year, including one that's a Latvian soup from a recipe book about the man from Moscow. I don't know if people have read that book, but it's quite an interesting book.
I've read The Gentleman from Moscow.
That's what it is.
Oh, the one by Amor Tolles. Is that his name? Tolles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I just read the book about 5 or 6 years ago, but one of our soup makers said she has got a recipe from that book. So we're going to see how that goes.
Wow, great. Sounds exciting.
Yeah. And, of course, we'll have our chili and seafood chowders and mm-hmm. all the regular things, tortilla soups. And you get a fresh roll and butter, and you get our eternal thanks because we are started to work on the parking lot down there, and we need to get a little payola in the checking account to finish it. People will notice it's about two-thirds of the way done with all fresh, brand-new boards, and we're hoping to get it finished shortly.
Good.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for being here, and I'm glad the new number worked.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Sally.
Glad you got to hit Paris.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Yeah. There we go.
I
guess.
Probably my first and last trip to Paris. Not my favorite place in the rain and the wind.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And the cold. Mm. It was colder there than here.
Mm. Oh, yes.
It was winter over there, too.
That's true.
It was lovely. Some things were lovely, some things were not. But mostly it was okay.
All right. Well, good. You're back.
Okay.
Thanks, Sally.
Thanks, Sally.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
All right. We have another caller on line two. Shall we jump into that?
Cheap jumping.
Yeah. You're on the air. Can you hear us?
Hi. Am I on?
Yes.
Awesome. This is Ashley Lohr calling. Good morning, guys.
Hi,
good morning.
Ashley.
Hey. Well, Sally cut me to the punch there. It's the Christmas Bazaar coming up, and I will be there with my jewelry. So those are some fun little gifts people can be picking up from me at the Christmas Bazaar on Saturday. Something else festive coming up. I'm teaching a wreath making class on Thursday, 5 to 7 at the library.
Okay.
And that's $25. You have to register through the library. There are 5 seats left. So.
Yeah, wreath making is great.
Wreath making, it's way easier than people think. I've always been intimidated by it until I started venturing into it. But people need to bring their own greenery, and I will have the frame and the tools and the lesson, but they need to bring their own greens to build their wreaths.
Right.
And other ornaments and other ribbons or whatever they want to bring.
Mm-hmm. And what day is that?
Friday.
That's on Thursday, tomorrow night, or tomorrow. And I believe they're going to close the registration tonight, like 24 hours ahead of time. So I think today is the day to sign up if you're interested. The last day, yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay.
Yes. And then for the kiddies, I have a class today from 3:30 to 4:30. We're doing a melting snowman art project at the library, and that's a drop-in for the kids, kindergarten through fifth grade. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Ashley.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys. Have a good morning.
Yeah, you as well.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. And we do have another caller on line one. You're on the air.
It's just me again, guys. Sally.
Oh, hi, Sally.
How could I forget to tell you guys there's no bingo Friday night?
What?
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, a holiday. And we're going to have the hall all tied up.
Yeah. I thought maybe with the bazaar on Saturday would be a little bit much to... I knew you missed that when you hung up. I wasn't even going to question it. I just kind of assumed. But okay.
Yeah, I thought about it as soon as I clicked the off button. And then I wanted to say that the next 3 Friday nights we will be having bingo. And then I'm retiring after 25 years of bingo.
Whoa.
Every Friday for 25 years.
Who's going to fill that void?
Well... I haven't been in the loop, so I really don't know.
What about the hole in our hearts, Sally?
Well, I'll still be around town, and you can still call me for doing things volunteer-wise at the station.
Yeah.
And, it's time. 25 years is a long time to do one thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. That is really exciting. And you still have 3 more in you.
Yep, I have 3 more in me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next bingo will be on the 12th.
Exactly.
Great.
Right on.
Okay.
Thanks, Sally.
Anyway, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sally. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, that was a pretty good run, I thought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, you were out of town for Thanksgiving, huh?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's what you said. Off the rock a little bit.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Sally did too. But.
Yeah, clearly. You know, I actually have heard, I don't know if this is, I don't know how empirically backed this is, but I have heard kind of some anecdotal evidence that there's kind of a thing called like the Paris syndrome, where people have this expectation that they go to Paris and it's going to be, you know, everything you think in movies, it's going to be, I don't know, cigarettes and croissants and passionate and something. And then you get there and, you know, Paris is a city like any other in a way.
Well, see, that's my vision too.
Yeah. But that's also the point of traveling, is to get out and see places.
Yeah. It is just a city. But and there's probably better times of the year to go than December too.
Guess so.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah. But think about all the scarves you could wear that are very fashionable. No,
yeah,
that's not for you, Joe.
Not much of a scarf guy.
Really? Yeah, I know. You're more of like a nice tie.
I'm more of a hoodie guy.
That's like what I got on now.
Yeah. But that's good. But it's still, it's just different culture, different foods, different stuff. It's the reason you travel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, should we do a slow rundown?
Yeah, we'll see what we got. Yeah, it's slow. Not the mood. I was really expecting an onslaught, being as though it's Christmas season, but it might pick up. But
yeah, or maybe And just to say that our temporary number is 907-531-8049.
Okay,
in case missed.
In case they didn't miss the first time. Okay, well, Sally just started off saying the Sons of Norway Holiday Bazaar, which is always a neat thing to pick up some Christmas gifts. It's Saturday from 10 to 3, and then the soup kitchen is available too. So they got like massive amounts of soup. I forgot the exact number, but it's in the teens or 20s. And it's a lot of different soups and chilies and stuff. And if you're going to drop off soup, once you're there at 8:30, you can set up your tables at 8:30. And the bazaar starts at 10, goes till 3. So stop down, pick up a Christmas gift, have a bowl of soup, and saunter on to the rest of the shops in town if you want to do your Christmas shopping once you're out. And Ashley called, and there's going to be a wreath-making class from 5 to 7 at the library. You got to bring your own greenery. She's got the frames and the knowledge to help you wrap your wreath, whatever you want to call
wrap
it.
Weave
your wreath, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And bring your own green. It's $25. And then also, I missed the time on this. I think it's today, that snowman melting artwork at the library.
Yes, that is today.
From K through 5-0, you got it on APSA.
Yeah, I'll find the time for that.
We'll hit that. Uh-huh. But anyhow, that's going on today, and that was the extent of our callers so far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe the rain and the cold has got them all down, besides the phones.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
Will find that time on the PSA
So you were in here for the Christmas tree lighting.
No, I actually.
Are you looking for melting?
Yes. Yeah. What is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's this afternoon at 3:30.
It's this afternoon at 3:30
in the library. Okay, 3:30.
Julie's mind that's is for a steel trap.
K through five. It's a class for the kids. So if the kids need a little activity after school.
Yeah.
Tree lighting.
I did miss the tree lighting. I was sad too.
Yeah. To see the tree though.
It's beautiful.
It is.
All those lights that go up. Yeah. It was really stunning.
Cindy Rogers was our tree lighting.
And Cindy Rogers was the tree lighting.
Nice. Well, then what I like is of course, they got all the other stuff up too, is when the sky's so dark at night.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're coming from, you know, South End, coming into town
that way.
And see that corridor of those.
Oh, of the lights, wraps around the telephone poles? Was nice, too. I felt like I was in a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, well, like the tunnel. It looks like a tunnel, like, you know, like the what's the street in Vegas there?
Oh, I don't know. Vegas is a city of billboards.
No, the main downtown street. Not Bourbon Street. Anyway, it really looks nice. And the power and light, thanks to them for putting all those lights up.
A massive shout out. I think it really makes a difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the poles wrap, but it's just, I said, it looks like a corridor of shooting stars down the street. And I don't know, whoever
picked out those decorations. I don't know if that was the same as last year or not, but anyway, looks nice downtown, by the way, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. So. And again, the tree is great. I remember I was watching them kind of get installed, and I was like, okay, so there's a big hole in the ground, and then they're putting a massive tree in the hole in the ground. And I was like, tempted. It's like, what if I just threw a pine cone in there?
Well, it wouldn't matter because that tree was a ton. But no, that's something they started, I don't know how many years ago. They dug the hole and they put culvert in there, mm-hmm. you know, big enough culvert to hold a stump of a tree.
Right.
And so it's always there.
Right.
Because the tree used to be downtown.
Oh.
All the time. The tree was always at the Scandia the Scandia house is.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
Lot
area.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
And where El Rincon or Serape is, I guess, now. Yeah.
And then they moved it in front of.
Yeah, the municipal building in that corner. And it works out really good. Because
you can see it from so long.
And it's. Yeah. And then when they pull it out of the ground, they just, you know, I don't know, they fill up the hole with crushed rock. And put it down, and then in the wintertime when it's ready to plant it, they take the lid off and take the vector and suck the crushed rock out of there and plunk the tree in there, and we're good to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they have Mr. Christmas lays out all the tree lights.
Whoa.
You don't know who Mr. Christmas is, do you?
No.
Oh.
I'm only getting coal, apparently.
Huh?
I'm only getting coal.
Well, Petersburg's Mr. Christmas tree lights. I call him Mr. Christmas.
Oh.
People do. Matt Briner.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
He really gets into it. Yeah. He comes and he lays out all the lights, and then of course Pouring Light goes up with the bucket truck and wraps them and stuff. But he kind of lays out the theme. He does the library too. If mm-hmm. you've seen that, he does puts the layout. So he does a great job at that. So
yeah, someone's trying to call in and they're using the old number.
It's pretty nice. So yeah, it turned out pretty good. So
yeah,
and a lot of other things going on too. School's got like a lot of activities going on.
Oh, I bet it is. This is definitely the season for that. That kind of like whirlwind of time between Thanksgiving and before Christmas.
Yeah, they're trying to get there before the Christmas vacation, get their Christmas concerts and everything like that for all the kids.
Oh, exciting.
It was. Yeah. Uh-huh. I had the pleasure of going to the 3rd through 5th grade to see my grandkid. And then I got to go this afternoon for the K-3.
And you were brimming with pride.
Well, yeah. Sometimes it's fun to watch some kids. They're just having a blast out there, and you can tell them some of them are just having so much fun.
Yeah,
but mm-hmm. Some you can tell the introverts, and some of them are just they're kind of a little quiet, and they're not doing all the moves and singing. And then you see the real showmen and show ladies there just
starts young.
Like they just had a couple cups of caffeine, and they're ready to rock and roll, and they're having fun. But
yeah.
it was a pretty good concert and show, telling jokes.
Oh, great.
And they had fun. It was a good time.
We have a caller on line one. Hello.
Hi, this is Ann calling. Ann Lee calling.
Hi, Ann.
Thanks for calling and shutting me up, Ann.
Thank you for having this opportunity.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I am calling about three things, I guess. The first thing is that the Humane Association has three wonderful adult cats. They're all young adults, and they're friendly and litter box trained and healthy, vaccinated, and spayed. So there's that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's interested, they can call 907-518-1091.
Okay.
All right, there's a knock on my door.
Hello.
And then the other thing is, come on in. Did anybody call about the museum party on Sunday?
Nope.
No, I think we have a PSA about it, but we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, okay. So we're having the holiday open house at the museum from 1 to 3 on Sunday. We're still accepting donations of handmade ornaments for our ornament auction, and those need to be there by the 5th. And, the other thing is little Saskia, this little dog I'm still trying to find a home for.
Oh, yes, the one with the beautiful coat.
Yeah, only she's lost that, the orange tints.
Mm.
Yeah, she's all black and shiny and now.
Mm-hmm.
She's, she's just a real sweet dog. She's just turned 7, and she's a little sled dog from Bethel. She's a small one, only 37 pounds. She's friendly, rides great in the car, walks pretty well on the leash, and she needs a home without cats.
A home without cats?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Right, so the three adult cats and Saskia.
Yeah. Uh-huh, but the Saskia is through me, not the Humane Association.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Nice. So yeah. So you house the dog until you can find a home?
Yep, I'm just fostering her for Janine Faulkner up there.
Mm-hmm.
Animal hero. So.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
Well, I've had her since August, and I've only had two calls, and the calls that came had cats. So.
Right.
Yeah, I'll start advertising her in Wrangell next week.
Well, hopefully she finds a home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've advertised her in Juneau, but didn't find an appropriate home there either. So anyway, that's what we got. Hope to see everybody at the party on Sunday at the museum.
One to three.
And okay. That's the ornament one.
Yeah, there's an ornament auction. There's food. There's drink. Entertainment.
Wow, that's the full deal.
Yeah, and it's our museum party to, you know, for the community.
Christmas party.
Yeah.
Right on.
Okay. Well,
thanks Anne.
Thanks, you guys.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, glad that we caught that. Mm-hmm.
Back to the tree lighting.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So you really need to get this off your chest.
Well, I feel remiss in the fact that several people, as I've been out walking the dogs or whatever, ask me, well, did you go to the Christmas tree lighting? And I say, no. And they look at with a shocked look. No.
What's wrong with you?
I said, well, it's not my thing. It was a beautiful night, too, by the way. It was a really good turnout,
oh,
I guess.
Man.
It was like not raining.
I bet people got some great photos.
Yeah, yeah. It was really good. But I feel like I've missed something or something that people complain that I wasn't there. So I said there's too many people.
Yeah, you're agoraphobic.
Yeah, right. No, not that much. But I just never. I've gone to a couple when the kids were smaller, and when the grandkids are smaller, we'd go with them. But
well, Joe, I think it's probably going to happen again next year.
Oh yeah. So maybe I'll make up for it.
I think you might make up for it.
Then it'll probably be raining, and I'll say I didn't want to go out in the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my thing. I feel I didn't neglect the community by not going to the tree lighting there, but I do like the tree.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm excited that it's up and it's very festive and
yes.
December has started. Where does the time go?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
When you find the answer to that, let me know.
And I will let all of our listeners know too.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining me for Tradio this morning, Joe.
I'm glad I could make it.
It's always a fun chat with you.
Yes.
We will be running Tradio again on Friday. And pending other information, please use our temporary number, which is 907-531-8049.
Hopefully it gets fixed because it's, again, Petersburg. A little bit set in their ways. Once they get a number in their head, it's like it's going to be hard to train them the other way.
I dream in numbers. I know all the numbers just because you have to read it out.
Uh-huh.
So. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you know? Oh, I don't know. It wasn't that long ago for you, but do you remember your childhood phone number?
Oh, I feel like I remember my parents' phone number.
Yeah, well, that's what it'd be. We lived with our parents, didn't we, kind of when we were kids.
It's true. I didn't have a phone. Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay. Well, I see. I remember mine from many decades ago.
I think you should call that number and see who's still there. Mom, is that you?
Yeah, no. Shit. Yeah, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That was And then when you first came here, there was just... When I first came here, there was just 4 digits you had to call.
Oh,
four
really? Numbers. With the landlines?
There used to be 3, though, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe and before that, might have even been 2. I don't know. But we only had 4 digits back in the late 70s when I came here.
Right, yeah.
But then they made you dial them all. Now you have to dial all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, enough for phones.
Yes, well, thank you, Joe,
good
for coming in.
Have a good day.
Yeah, bye.
See ya.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha 4-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8. All rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full 4-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at RockiesMarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell.